KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have mostly cloudy skies and 26 degrees right now, our temperature here at the KJN studios. We look for cloudy skies becoming partly cloudy today with northwest winds at 10 to 20 and a high of around 33. Tonight, fair to partly cloudy with diminishing winds and a low of 18. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. News being brought to you here this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Students and staff at the IKM Manning School District are mourning the loss of a freshman. In a letter posted on the district's website on Friday, Superintendent Trevor Miller said, "It is with a great deal of sadness that I am informing you that Max Sanford, one of our ninth grade students, passed unexpectedly on Friday morning. Our condolences and thoughts go out to the Sanford family and friends and to all of Max's friends and fellow students." Miller said grief counseling services are available to students and staff. He also said, "During this time of grief, please respect the family's privacy." Late Friday morning, the school announced the IKM Manning basketball games against Tri-Center Friday night had been postponed. One of the district's social media pages, the Esack County Community School District, posted a message from students and staff offering their deepest condolences, thoughts, and prayers to the IKM Manning community. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
When Underwood, Iowa residents Jessica and Aaron Clemson were 35 weeks pregnant with their first child, they transferred care to Cass County Health System in Atlantic.
I was absolutely blown away by how wonderful the nurses were. I didn't even have one nurse that I didn't think was amazing. They were also kind, compassionate, patient, and caring.
Read more about their story and learn about our obstetrics department at casshealth.org. Cass County Health System. We're here to help you have the best birthday ever.
In other news, officials with the Stuart Police Department on Friday said an investigation into a fire at a storage unit in Stuart on November 26 has concluded, and no charges will be filed at this time. Just before 1 a.m. on the 26th, a fire was reported at a storage facility at 515 West Front Street in Stuart. The Stuart Fire Department arrived within minutes of the call and, with help from neighboring fire departments, extinguished the fire over the next few hours. Unfortunately, the fire destroyed an entire storage building consisting of 26 storage units. Many of the occupied storage units suffered complete losses of the contents inside. There were no injuries reported. The Stuart Police Department, Stuart Fire Department, and the State Fire Marshal's Office investigated the fire. It was determined that the fire originated in a storage unit occupied by two people at the time of the fire. The fire was most likely unintentionally caused by activities of the occupying party. The cause for the fire has been classified as undetermined. Authorities say pending any new information, the investigation into the cause of the fire will be considered closed. A Western Iowa man is in jail accused of hitting and killing another man with his car. 28-year-old Christopher Erlbacher of Woodbine was arrested on a charge of first-degree murder Thursday night following a hit-and-run incident outside of Dave's Old Home Cafe in Pisgah, which left one man dead. Shortly after 10 p.m., the Harrison County Sheriff's Department received a 911 call that someone had just been involved in a hit-and-run outside the cafe. Upon arrival, deputies found a man, later identified as 30-year-old Caleb Scott Solberg of Moorhead. He was dead at the scene. Governor Reynolds on Friday announced that the cities of Dakota City, Early, Fontenelle, Fort Atkinson, Janesville, Ladora, Lone Tree, Melcher Dallas, Preston, Runnels, and Russell have all been awarded a total of $2 million in grants to advance water quality projects. The projects were a part of the program that is developed through the Wastewater and Drinking Water Treatment Financial Assistance Program, created as part of Senate File 512, the first legislation that was signed into law by Governor Reynolds in January of 2018. The program is funded through a portion of the tax on metered water and had $2 million available for allocation this year. Grants will be awarded through the program on an annual basis through 2029, and available funds will increase each year. And the priorities for grants include disadvantaged communities, projects that will significantly improve water quality in the watershed, or projects also that will use alternative wastewater treatment technologies, communities with the highest water and sewer rates, projects that use technology to address nutrient reduction, and projects to address improvements to drinking water source waters. And those awards included, we mentioned Fontenelle, $300,000 they received for some treatment improvements. Early received a grant award of $250,000 for a new drinking water treatment facility, which has a total project cost of $3,346,000. The Food and Drug Administration has approved emergency use authorization of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Iowa will begin receiving shipments of Moderna doses next week. The Iowa Department of Public Health is collaborating with partners across the state to ensure that plans are in place to deploy and administer vaccines as they arrive. IDPH Interim Director Kelly Garcia will provide an update on Iowa's vaccine strategy and progress at the governor's press conference on Tuesday. And Governor Reynolds said, as with the Pfizer distribution, our state is ready to receive shipments and distribute them quickly. This represents another positive step forward. But until the vaccine is widely available, we must continue to mitigate the virus by practicing public health measures so we can protect the most vulnerable and preserve hospital resources while keeping Iowans healthy, our economy open, and our kids in school. The Creston Police Department reported that 18-year-old Dwayne Earl Cole of Creston was arrested on Wednesday night for theft in the first degree. He was taken to the Union County Jail, where his cash and surety bond was set at $10,000. A Creston man reported to the police department Thursday afternoon that someone broke into his vehicle on or about December the 15th, and a prepaid debit card, business cards, and a workbox were said to be missing from that vehicle. Red Oak police on a late Thursday night arrested a man for domestic assault first offense. 44-year-old Jason Richard Berendez of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 11:15 p.m. in the 1000 block of East Corning Street in Red Oak. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. A man from Illinois suffered what were described as minor injuries to his arm and wrist during a single vehicle accident at around 6:40 a.m. on Friday on Interstate 80 in Cass County. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Ryan DeVault told KJAN News the accident happened on I-80 eastbound near mile marker 74, or about a mile west of Adair.
The vehicle involved was a white 2018 Mazda 3. The driver of that vehicle was a Nathan Quisenberry from Roscoe, Illinois. I guess the circumstance leading up to the accident, Mr. Quisenberry was traveling eastbound in the right lane of the Interstate 80 and started to change lanes and shift over into the left lane at that point in time. His statement was that he hit a area of black ice on the roadway, causing his vehicle to lose control and enter the median where he struck a cable guardrail. Mr. Quisenberry did receive a minor injury to a arm that was checked out.
Trooper DeVault said the interstate was slick in spots and that stretch of roadway wasn't the only trouble spot.
Our trooper that was on scene did advise that the wheel tracks on Interstate 80 definitely were slick. So, you know, we had multiple accidents in the Adair County area this morning. Besides that one, there were two other ones that took place, one on a secondary road and one on a state highway that basically all involved icy/frosty roadways causing vehicles to lose control.
DeVault says anytime there are trees and power lines covered with frost early in the morning, that should serve as a warning for you to slow down.
The bridges are going to be the first to go bad, and then a lot of times, you know, even as traffic starts to commute to and from work for the day, it can cause those wheel track areas of the roadway to become icy just because of the amount of vehicles on it.
So that it can sometimes become dangerously deceptive. And also in other area news, the Atlantic Rising and volunteers could be seen out delivering food boxes on Thursday in the evening. The organization received the most nominations and donations in the history of the program. Atlantic Rising Social Chair Kelsey Bishorner says, "We anticipated seeing an increase in nominations due to an unprecedented year. We did not expect the overwhelming amount of donations that came pouring in immediately after the project was announced in October. This year, Atlantic Rising was able to provide a holiday meal to over 160 individuals and families all throughout Cass County. The donations received from the community totaled over $5,600, which allowed each box to contain more items in each nomination to be fulfilled. Bishoner says Atlantic Rising is proud to carry on and grow this tradition of the Christmas Box program, and we're thankful that we're able to partner with Hy-Vee and give back to our community. If you're interested in joining Atlantic Rising and finding out what they are involved in throughout the year, you can contact Kelsey at 712-243-3017 or Kelsey at AtlanticIowa.com. The membership application can also be found online at AtlanticIowa.com. That's a look at news. We'll check funeral announcements next, News Time 810. This is the perfect time to get your annual flu vaccine, and Atlantic Medical Center has made it even easier this year. No waiting in line, no need to even get out of your car. Call the Atlantic Medical Center at 712-243-2850 to schedule your drive-through flu shot appointment. Drive-through flu shot appointments are available on Monday and Friday mornings and Wednesday afternoons. Call 243-2850 today. In your funeral announcements, Lauren Sporer, age 59, of Manning, died on December 4th at his home near Manning. A massive Christian burial for Lauren Sporer will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. Ronald James Swope, age 77, of Atlantic, died November 17th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Graveside rites and military services for Ron Swope will be held at the Atlantic Cemetery here today at 2 p.m. A walkthrough visitation will be held at the Atlantic Elks Lodge following the graveside service and military memorial for family and friends. Regan Funeral Home Oakland has arrangements. Betty Ann Johnson, age 69, of Ankeny, died Tuesday at her son's home in Ankeny. Graveside committal services for Betty Ann Johnson will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Oak Hill Cemetery near Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Walter Bud Peterson, age 80, of Adair, died Sunday at his home. A visitation for Walter Bud Peterson without the family present will be held from 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. A celebration of life and interment service will take place at a later date. Jerry Christensen, age 79, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Private family funeral services for Jerry Christensen will be held Monday at 1 p.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Judy Ritchie, age 73, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at home. Private family memorial services for Judy Ritchie will be held Monday at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Greg Allen Reed, age 69, of Griswold, died December 11th at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. A memorial service for Greg Reed will be held at a later date and at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Regan Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Ramona Govig, age 91, of Atlantic, died on Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A private committal service for Ramona Govig will be taking place at the Grant Cemetery at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Raymond Tom Lingle, age 69, of Manila, died on Thursday at home. Funeral services for Raymond Tom Lingle are currently pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Max Sanford, age 15, of Manning, died on Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Max Sanford are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News this hour brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.